welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one
gourmand.
That is a hard word to remember. I'm not going to lie.
I'm telling you, we should just go with two girls, one gourd.
Two girls, one gourd.
It's the autumnal season.
I don't know a nautical term that starts with G.
Gilligan?
There
once was a man.
We did try to really bring the sea shanties.
Bosley's introducing himself. My dog is in the studio. You got something to say, buddy?
No, he's very shy now.
Oh, Bosley, do you want to say something?
No, he's fine.
Oh, there it is.
Buzz, no.
Where were we?
Girls, one gourmand.
Two girls, one gourmand.
He was just chiming in. I really think there's nothing that made him bark. I think he was literally just talking.
Yeah, Boz?
He's like, this is my moment to shine.
Yeah.
He was trying to be part of the podcast. He feels left out. That's
Boz
okay.
Wants a mic.
He wants a mic.
He could wear one of those headset ones.
Oh my God, that'd be so cute.
So cute.
Have a little Why can't we translate dogs barking yet? It's 2022.
They're actually working on it.
He also does. How? He understands me. I said, go get lamb chop. And he did when you got here.
Because that's his thing he does.
But he understands words.
I have a question for you. You seem like you're very empathetic with dogs. Like you're connected to dogs. What do you think about the dog that's on TikTok that they have his little button set up?
Bullshit.
Same.
Bullshit.
Okay, you can't teach dogs how to talk.
Sorry.
Okay,
they do it with cats too. It's bullshit.
No. I studied linguistics in college. It was my favorite class other than any of my design classes. You can literally not teach an animal that's not a human how to speak the English language.
It's just noises.
Just a parrot. A parrot can.
Well, they're not learning the language. They're just repeating you.
Yeah, but like those TikToks where someone like looks at their cat or their dog and they're like, what do you want? And then they like walk over and they're like, feed me, bitch. Like that thing. It's bullshit. That's
well, and
real.
Then they're doing like compound. That's not the word I'm looking for. Like butterfly, what kind of word is that? It's butter and then fly, whatever it is. They're like, I want to go for a sunset walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're pressing all these buttons to make a sentence.
Yeah, complex sentences.
Complex. Like, it's like
there's no way that.
No.
No.
100%.
That pisses me off.
Those
so
people
much.
Are like editing their audio or like.
Yeah.
Maybe all the buttons say that thing they want them to say. Yeah. Like it's, yeah, I don't believe that.
It's just like the reality TV you people watch because it's all. Faked.
It's all fake.
Yeah.
Most things on TikTok, they're like, I give a really hearty chuckle out of. I'm like, this is probably staged, but I'm gonna laugh anyways.
Not Hezbollah.
I love Hezbollah.
Oh my God.
Do you follow Hezbollah?
No, but I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
Love that little guy.
Okay. So it is. We are like officially in the not holiday season. We're in the spooky season.
Wait, first, do you have a Halloween costume yet?
I kind of do, kind of don't.
What is it?
Unfortunately, so Halloween weekend, I would hope you guys are going to join me, but I'm going to be in Vegas for the When We Were Young festival weekend too.
Oh, I said I would join if I could come.
Yes.
But I'm not just showing up.
Well, we don't.
And Jared said TBD.
Unfortunately, we don't know. It's all very vague.
Oh, that massive concert.
We'll come if we have somewhere to sleep and if we can get in.
Well, you need to get your own hotel because I'm not going to provide you with a
hotel. Well, obviously. But like, I won't get a hotel until I know if I can come.
Jack, thank you for putting us up. That's so nice. Yeah,
like, this seems a crazy ask, but okay. No,
I'd let you stay in my room.
Jared and I are going to be, that would be very weird.
Listen, it's fine.
So When We Were Young Fest is the emo festival that's going on in Vegas. They're doing it October 22nd weekend and then also October 29th weekend. So that is Halloween weekend. So it's a little bit like weird. I'm like, am I going to wear a Halloween costume to this festival? I don't know. I don't think so. But I do have all of the costume supplies to be myself as a 16-year-old. There is a specific picture of me. I'm holding a cupcake.
I know it.
I think I know the photo.
I have a tutu. I have all the things to do that I was going to do 2 years ago. But ever since like 2020, all of my Halloweens have been fucked up. Jared's been gone. I haven't done anything. So I've had this costume waiting. But I'm like, is this going to be the year? I don't know.
I think it is.
We'll see. But that's the costume that I have.
So like when you get the inevitable question, you're just like, yeah, I'm emo Jack Vanek. Like,
I'm me at 16.
I can hold up my picture of me on the phone. I feel like there is no better costume for people than them when they're like, if you were something when you were younger, like if you're an embarrassing something or another, it's a good costume, I think.
You were an embarrassing.
If you're walking around with a laptop that just has MySpace open.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Tom. from MySpace on my phone. Do you guys have Halloween costumes?
We have a couple.
Okay.
Got a couple.
Some ideas.
We're doing Romeo and Juliet from Guy Ritchie's version of
Leo.
Whose is it? Baz Luhrmann. Baz Luhrmann's version of Romeo and Juliet. So we're doing like...
Are you wearing the Hawaiian shirt?
No, he's doing the armor.
It's the costume party where he's got the powder on and the chain.
And like the white dress, just the angel.
Which like...
That's cute.
Super easy, but it's hard to find a basic dress like that that's like... Not shit.
Hang on a second. Of the two
he's
costumes,
having his chainmail made.
It's not. I
love you.
This costume is kind of getting pricey.
He's having armor made on Etsy.
Costumes are always cheap in theory, so fucking expensive in practice. I end up spending $500 on every Halloween.
He won't do it cheap. And I'm like now looking for like a flattering white dress, and I'm like, it's got to be Hermé Léger. I'm looking on the real because I'm hoping for like a cheap one. And then we also
you just need a white dress and wings.
A cheap white dress will make me look bad. A good white dress will make me look good.
You need to get a wedding dress, apparently.
Pretty much. But our other costume is those, we're doing The Purge. So it's like the neon mask.
Oh, I forgot about that costume.
Yeah, that's easy.
Neon mask with like slutty black clothes. So probably wear regular black clothes. I'm going to dress kind of slutty with a mask. No one will know it's me.
Well, speaking of slutty, you know, we talked about this in an episode like a month ago. The sexy plague doctor is still on my repertoire.
Hey, you should. And if we came to when we were young, I'll do that with you.
I can't be wearing a full mask in Vegas. I think it'll be a little bit hot.
You could just wear the nose.
The nose is the mask. It's a whole mask.
The whole thing.
It's a bird mask.
Yeah. I know. I'm just fucking with you.
But listen, one day I will be the sexy plague doctor.
I'll do it with you.
It's a great
We'll
costume.
Do it in a photo shoot in our little office nook.
That's a good idea.
We'll just do it for social.
Yeah, that's great.
It'll be good stuff.
I love that you guys are planning costumes. This is great.
We're super excited. So I hope we do something, even if it's the weeks before you guys go. Are you going to stay there for the 20s? Are you going to stay there the whole time?
Do you think I'm staying in Vegas?
No, you'll be back. So we'll go to at least one event together where we can all dress up.
Vegas is a two-night town.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm going to go two weekends in a row. That's stressful.
Well, if you guys come up with tickets, we will come.
Okay.
Yeah, your first night there, you're like so excited to be there. Your second night, you're like, we're leaving in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Like, no, we got to get out of here.
48 hours in Vegas, but the Virgin Hotel in Vegas makes everything a lot better. This is not a fucking ad, but it is like a little slice of heaven in Vegas. There is this restaurant called Cassie. It's owned by the people that do Elefante. Delicious.
We've been before. It's so fun. We've gone for our friend's bachelorette party.
Is it on the Strip?
No,
it's where Hard Rock used to be.
Oh.
They changed it to the Virgin. It's pretty much all the same. They got rid of the Circle Bar in the middle, which is my favorite part.
Is that old Vegas?
It's not like downtown Vegas.
Gotcha.
Not like Fremont. It's like, it's in its own, it's by itself.
Okay.
It's very weird, but I love it. Anyways, so that's where we're staying. So I'm like, at least we can not be on the Strip. Anyways, do we want to go into what day it is today?
I would love that.
Okay, so today is October 13th.
Oh my God, it's almost Halloween.
It's almost Halloween. And today is National M&M Day. I went like a little bit rogue and I went for the days, like the days that we usually do for our episodes. So a little bit of backstory about the M&M, because I didn't know anything
Tell
about
me
this.
Tell me more. Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
When Forrest Mars Sr., son of Mars Candy Company, and founder Frank C. Mars were in Spain.
M&M.
We're in Spain in the 1930s. They came across a candy being eaten by British volunteer soldiers taking part in the Spanish Civil War. So this candy consisted of chocolate pellets that had hard-tempered chocolate shells that would keep the candy from melting. So Mars used this candy as a model for the M&Ms, which they thought would be an ideal sell during the warmer months because, like, you can't have chocolate just, like, sitting in your hand
melting
in the hot summer months.
Melting in your hand and not in your mouth.
So in 1950, they sold it to Hershey's, I think, and then they came up with the M&Ms. So in 1950, an M was being stamped on the M&Ms, so consumers knew that the candy was authentic. There are a lot of fakes out there trying to sell fake M&Ms.
Just things change, things stay the same, you know?
Exactly. And you know the slogan is?
Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
But the phrase back in the day was look for the M on every piece. Doesn't really flow off the tongue.
But it's very like early, like that's very Mad Men, like super early marketing days.
Yeah they were advertising with the voice. Look for the M on every piece.
They didn't have to be as creative.
It's definitely on like talk radio.
They didn't have to be as creative because people weren't as inundated as they are now.
That's right. Everybody just wanted to like make sure the M&Ms
get were yourself
real.
An M, bitch.
Yeah.
So a little bit of like a the dark day component to this from 1976 to 1987. Wow.
Sevens.
Had a few Aperol spritzes. From 1976 to 1987, there were no red M&Ms. After the FD&C red number 2 was banned by the FDA, a number of years after a Russian study, I don't know, linked it to cancer and fetal death. So they took the red, that red dye, out of a lot of things, but the M&Ms were a big thing because the red M&Ms were like a huge...
And red is like a big one you see in the marketing now.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you think red? I don't know, yellow. Like, remember those?
Well, oh, of the M&Ms.
And the green one was the gal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of, do you guys remember yellow number 5 and how they said it made your
Mama number 5?
No. Yellow number 5.
The like chemical that they were putting in like Surge.
Mountain Dew.
In Surge, yeah.
Yeah, and like Mountain Dew. Well,
it lowers your sperm count.
That's or
allegedly.
Or like makes your dick smaller or something like that. But that was like, it was like when I was in 7th grade and that was the whole thing.
I remember
like,
that.
Oh, you're drinking Mountain Dew. You know, your dick's going to shrink or something.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they banned that too.
Yeah.
But allegedly, I mean, the red dye, cancer and fetal death, a little bit worse than like
small dick.
Your sperm count. A lot of things do that these days. So we're going to go into, Alexis actually inspired this.
Oh my God.
We looked up some really weird fucking candy. So that's what we're going to be talking about in True Crime Rewind. I had a whole thing about like poisoning candy or people, whatever, Halloween candy. Maybe we'll do that later. But we really went down a rabbit hole of very strange,
wrong candy,
fucked up candy that we're going to get into in True Crime Rewind. But until then, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Okay, welcome to On the Stand. Every week, we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We're either loving, we're hating, we're raving about it, we're bitching about it. Then we're going to have a healthy discussion. Vote if it's guilty or not guilty. Guilty. Bring it to you, our lovely, lovely listeners.
She's high on candy, guys.
And you're going to vote, you know, on our Instagram stories. Make sure you're following us at the First Degree. And then, yeah, we all know that you love to bring your own On the Stands to the stand. So we're going to play one of your submitted On the Stands today. And what is the number, Alexis?
The number for On the Stand, again, call us, 818-446-6889. Friendly reminder, it'll cut you off at about 2:39, I think is the cutoff. And it'll ask you for your name, but just ignore it. We've never heard it. I don't know why Google Voice asks, but...
But you can say it for On the Stand. I feel like that's more of a worsty-firsty thing.
I think it's incredible, but I'm just giving you a heads up. If you're like, hey, I want to put my mother-in-law, and you use her explicit name on the stand, like, you can not share your name.
We will cut out any incriminating information.
That's right.
If you accidentally share it.
Well, I'm going to give that to you one more time. 818-446-6889. So call us. Tell us what's grinding your gears. Air the grievances on the stand.
Okay. So I'll go first for On the Stand.
Great.
So today I am putting on the stand the concept of dressing up multiple days for Halloween. We talked about it earlier a little bit because you had a few different costumes.
Sure.
And I know a lot of adults these days like hate dressing up at all. Like,
do
I have some friends, some people I know that like they're not a Halloween person. They don't like dressing up. But then people like me, I fucking love a costume.
Same. Mm-hmm.
And there are only so many times during the year that you can dress up and not be frowned upon. And I think that Halloween is the time to express yourself for once in the year. And if you want to do that 3 nights in a row, if you want to do that 2 weekends in a row, I am down for it.
Yes.
You know
I love
what?
It.
Yeah, I think you raised some good points is because we take things too seriously.
Oh, my God.
And we can all just once a year, even if it's a 1 weekend out of the year, get into a silly costume, go to a party, and it is what it is.
Or a sexy costume. Like, if you're like me, I have very few reasons to get really dressed up.
Yeah.
I have very few reasons to, like, show a little leg.
Ooh.
Or show some...
Wow.
or show some cleavage. Like, it's a good reminder to, like, hey, you're not dead inside. You're still young. You can still have fun. Like, that stuff, that's super nostalgic. But I think people should practice more of it. It's, like, that childlike energy we should all be channeling more because it makes us fucking happy. And it just brings us back to the times where we were, like... Remember, had no responsibilities. That was like Halloween and shit. It's a good idea to channel that when we can.
I do think that there is nothing like, I love a costume party because I think that people's inhibitions are lowered at a costume party. Mm-hmm. Like when you're dressed up and you're doing something that's kind of like out of your norm, it brings this sense of fun and like an energy to a situation that you normally wouldn't have if you just like wore your normal clothes. It's like an every, even if it's a great fun party, if you're dressed up and there's a theme, there's a costume, people are having more fun.
Absolutely.
Especially like being out in the city and like, you know, you're like on Hollywood Boulevard and you see like clusters of people.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, like, look, it's the cast from like, you know, The Wizard of Oz. You know, that's, it's fun to see. You're like, they did like a 5-person costume or whatever.
Yeah.
It is, you know?
Yeah. And it's also like, it's an excuse to talk to people, especially if you're single and you're going to a party or something. Like, it's a conversation starter. It's a way to express yourself. It's so much fun. Like, I'm all about it.
Me too.
So not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Yeah.
Totally.
That was a good one.
Who's next? You, Matt? Me?
You go.
Okay. So mine is based on an experience I had recently. Me and Matt the other day ordered Thai food.
Uh-huh.
And the Uber driver, Postmates, Uber, whatever, the amazing driver dropped off the food, and next to it was a little card that had a Snickers taped right into it.
Oh my God.
Being like, thank you for using Uber, thank you for ordering, whatever, I don't know. And like, Matt saw me open this card and saw my face. I was like, holy shit.
I was like, what are you holding? What is that?
like it was a baby in my arms. Like I was so
the
joyful.
Tiny little Snickers.
I don't buy a Snickers. I wouldn't buy a Snickers. Like, I want them. If I see it like in a waiting room in a bowl, I'll take one. Cause like,
they're so good.
Come on. And you only want a mini. I do, at least.
Yeah.
So it was such a delight. I was like, dessert is just built in. And I'm bringing this full circle in that, like, I think we should normalize free candy on more than just trick-or-treating.
Okay.
And more than just like a lollipop at the dentist. Like, I feel like, first of all, it was just so weird because you just scrubbed all the sugar off that person's teeth. But whatever. The point is that free candy gives people joy all the time.
Dude, do you know what Ike's sandwich is?
Of course. There's one in Burbank. I order from them all the time.
Ike's
is a sandwich spot.
Honestly, their sandwiches are weird. I'm not
going to lie. The bread isn't my favorite, but I eat them.
No, I like the bread.
Is it the bald guy logo?
Yeah, it's the bald guy.
Their sandwiches are okay.
By the way, Jared Singer saw Ike, the bald guy, at an airport, and he was like, oh my God, it's fucking Ike from Ike's sandwiches.
What?
So weird.
He looks like Magic Eraser. He looks like Mr. Clean.
Yes. Their sandwiches are so weird. All of their ingredients are bizarre.
They're like fried. Like, there's like a lot of fried cutlets.
You just like can't get a turkey sandwich from there. Like it's always, it's
they're abstract.
They're abstract sandwiches. But there's like 50 abstract sandwiches. And then you're like, do you have mayonnaise? They're like, no. We only have our garlic sauce. And I was like, this is a problem. Anyways, Jared got a sandwich from there recently. And we like finagled a turkey sandwich kind of. But we had to use our own mayonnaise and mustard from home.
Oh
but
my God.
That's fine. But my point is, with every Ike sandwich, they give you one of those, and I don't remember the actual name of them, but like the sour apple lollipop with the caramel on it. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
From like our childhood. Uh-huh. That's just like the treat that they give you in the sandwich. And I ate it and I was like, oh my God, I am transported back to seventh grade.
Nostalgia.
This is the best. It's so nostalgic. I haven't had one of these in 20 years. And it really, it brightened my day.
Yeah.
I really loved it.
Right.
That's good marketing for Ike's. That's good marketing for that Uber driver.
Yeah.
Snickers.
Yeah.
Honestly, Ike's, but like add just like burn some regular mayo. It wouldn't hurt
honestly,
you.
Or like have packets available to put in to-go orders.
There were none. It was weird. But that's fine. I loved it. The sandwich was delicious.
Honestly, I think we can all agree that this is not guilty.
Not guilty. I mean, a free candy.
I mean, who's mad about that?
Not guilty. And you know what? It's so cheap. You just buy a big thing of Costco size of mini candies.
Mini Snickers, ideally. Unless you have a peanut allergy.
I mean, 100 grand.
Oh, that's good stuff.
We forgot about how good those were.
We did not. I've known all along.
I know. I was honestly, I'm like, what am I going to put on the stand? I was like, 100 grand. I was like, I did that last year.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
So good.
Best candy.
That's the one that's like tough to find, right?
It's hard to find. It's so good. It's like has the crispy rice.
It's crispy, chocolate, caramel. It's just
it's everything that you could ever want.
Truly.
Yeah. Mm. Anyways, okay, not guilty.
I'm ready. Not guilty.
Matt.
Okay. Yeah. I think my on the stand, and since we're doing Halloween, you know.
Yeah.
Here's something that I've been griping about since I was a kid.
Oh.
Okay. This really,
grinds
my gears.
This is compounded anger over almost 20 years.
Years in the making. Yeah. Okay.
30 years.
Yeah. So if I come to your Halloween party, that's great that you have food set out and everything, but I don't want like Halloween kitschy, like grape eyeballs food. I don't want that. Hang on. Halloween, the food is focused around candy. Have a big bowl of candy, an assorted amount of candy, but then put out normal food. Put out pizzas. Put out finger food. Do not serve me something that looks... What? Are you doing this year?
I mean, we've done it.
We do it like every year.
Wow.
We unfortunately do this all the time.
Wow, yeah. Tough crowd.
We love... Okay. No, this is... Viva la difference. This is like why we have this segment. I will say, first pandemic Halloween... We were all so depressed. It was like me, so Jack, depressed. And our friend Kat. And we literally just showed up at Jack's in the walrus onesie that I wear all the time. We got matching.
What can bring us like a sliver of joy? I guess we were onesies.
Matching onesies where we were big fluffy walruses. And then we made like themed finger food. And themed you made a themed like punch bowl, which was like scary shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a lake where you'd find something scary.
It was like the bottom of the lake.
And we had them. It was one of my favorite Halloweens, not for the traditional sense, because like...
Oh, sad, but yeah.
It was sad, but like we made the best of it.
Yeah, but...
It was still awful.
The only joy that we had was making these fun foods.
Was the novelty.
It was that we made the pigs in a blanket.
We made the finger sandwiches with the pretzels. We made the pigs in the blanket with like the almonds that were the fingernail. We painted them black.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No. Yeah, okay. I hear that. That's COVID. There's an asterisk. Sure.
There is an asterisk.
No, I love themed everything.
If I go to a party and I do not know the food that's being served, there's nothing's labeled, and everything looks like a finger or an eyeball or something. No.
You don't want the grape eyeballs?
Put out a
grape
pizza.
Eyeballs.
Put out some tacos.
You guys, ignore him. I am right. I want a black and orange deviled egg bat. So like if someone could invite me to a party and do this, like I know he's my partner and everything, but like I want more of this.
Alexis needs a Halloween themed deviled egg.
And I need stimulation for the holiday. Like I love themed shit.
I'm not saying like
he wants to do Halloween classy. I want fucking Halloween.
I'm not saying a cookie. Yeah. That the cookie has been cut into the shape of a ghost and it's got white frosting. That's fine.
Is it?
I'm fine with that.
You just don't want it to be like human appendages?
I do not like fingers and eyeballs and mystery food on the table and nothing is labeled.
Oh, well, labeling would help.
I can't wait to make these like meat eyeballs that like I put on a table. I'm like, you want one?
Vegan eyeballs.
They're vegan.
They're falafel balls.
Because you know what this is? This is like the people on TikTok that do like home crafts that like nobody asks for.
Yeah.
Gone wild. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's unfettered. Someone just being like, I'm creating a thing and it looks disgusting.
It is my vibe.
It's all Alexis wants.
I have Pinterest
What other holiday do we do that to food?
Thanksgiving, we do like the turkey.
That's actual food.
And Christmas.
Put out Thanksgiving food on Halloween.
What?
Let's start this.
Honestly,
let's blend the holidays.
I love Thanksgiving.
Fuck yeah.
I want just stuffing all the time. If
you
want to
do
that, you know I have a good stuffing.
No, but you know where you could find that? At Ike's. They have a fucking Thanksgiving sandwich.
No, but they put cranberries on it. And you know, cooked fruit's not my vibe.
You can get the garlic sauce, just no mayonnaise
and no cranberries.
I propose Thanksgiving gets served at the end of the Halloween party. Otherwise, there's just a big bowl of candy. Don't come here with those fake eyeballs and those fake fingers and the fake blood.
Anyone listening, we're probably going to have a Halloween party this year because our house will probably finally be done. And like Matt's not, I'm going to have cheesy fingers and shit.
Cheesy fingers?
Not like, I don't mean literal cheese. I meant like.
I would love a cheesy finger.
I hope we're living there by Halloween. I said this.
Shut up,
Matt. At the beginning of the year, she's like, how long do you think construction will take? I was like, if we're in there by Halloween,
we're
I'm happy.
Let's change the subject. let's say, I'm going to say not guilty.
Not guilty.
Guilty.
This will be fun on
mistrial.
Okay.
Woo, boy.
Boz is nodding his head, so this is a 2-on-2 situation.
Nah,
Boz agrees with me.
He's not involved.
He likes traditional
food. He's talking about the dog, so. He's not involved.
Oh, so he's like half of a vote? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Are we going to have our user submitted
on
the stand?
Yes. On to our user submitted on the stand, as Jack so poignantly stated.
There you go.
Hi, guys. I am calling to bring something to the stand, and that is vague Facebook statuses or social media of any kind. And I am prosecuting this. And an example would be when you follow someone on social media and they post a status like unspoken prayer request or this has been the worst day of my life, or, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened. And I'm prosecuting because, in my opinion, if you are going to post something like that, something huge and horrible, or even something really good that's happened to you on social media, like, give us the details. We want the deets. I feel like it's almost just like fishing for attention. Like, oh my gosh, please tell me what happened. What's going on? Like, I feel like it's almost fishing for the comments. So in my opinion, if you're going to post, give us all the details or keep it private. Totally keep it to yourself. I'm a private person. I don't post much. A picture here and there on Instagram, that is it. So I get it if you don't want to share those details. But I feel like you got to go all in or don't post at all. So it's guilty for me. What do you guys think?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. No argument. Listen, first of all, I have, like, I don't know. The only social media I have is our company. So I'm not even on theirs. But I do not like when people post vague things. I used to have a coworker. We shared an office when I was over at Paramount. And she would come into work and she would, like, throw her purse down. She'd do, like,
it's passive aggressive.
And it's just like she just wanted someone to ask.
Yeah.
And it's like, either tell us or stop it.
Yeah. It's a very weird thing to do, I think, the vagueness. Yeah. Unless it's like you are like, this is part of your brand. Like, I'm thinking of like a big picture. Like, if you're like a TikTok or like YouTuber and this is your thing where it's like, oh my God, the craziest thing happened to me. And then the whole thing is then you're going to tell the story or something. It's going to be a whole thing. But like, yeah, if you're going to open up a part of your life, you have to assume that people are going to be curious and they're going to be guessing and speculating and coming to conclusions. So if you're opening up that gate, you might as well tell people.
Yeah.
Or else it might get worse. And like people might be, I don't know, sharing your stuff and coming to their, I don't know.
100%.
Yeah, it's like the equivalent, I don't know, like leaving your diary on a table at a party and be like, nobody read this. And you're like, okay, clearly you want us to ask.
I actually have an interesting take on this. As someone who in like my, probably 12 years ago or whatever, when I was super depressed, I like went through a phase on Facebook where I did this.
I think everybody did
Everyone's
this.
Yeah, done it.
Right.
We're
but
all guilty
like, no,
of
but
it.
Like what I want to try to do is like give the alternative perspective where it's like, I didn't have the maturity to express how much pain I was in. And I was kind of hoping the person it was about would see it. And I was kind of
like subtweeting. Yeah,
totally. And like, I truly had no fucking idea how lame it was. It was like such an authentic thing to do. Cause like, it's a passive aggressive, like, hey, see this, do something about it.
It's
whatever.
For an audience of one. You want one person to see it and know it's about them.
Which is literally like the definition of what subtweeting is.
Exactly.
But we'll put it into context that we've all done this when we're like
20,
younger.
20, right.
That was
early
literally,
20s. Yeah.
That was literally the point of when I was on AIM and I would post emo lyrics in an away message.
Is your away message?
Like,
hell yeah.
You want the one person to see it and ask you about it. So I think that we're all guilty of doing that in our past. I think as an adult and, you know, if you're in your 30s or whatever, I don't know how old this person is and the people that she interacts with is. But, you know, I think that maybe we've all kind of learned from doing that when we're younger. And it's not the most conducive or productive thing to do as an adult.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what do you want? Do you want to be heard? Like, go to the person, be direct. Like, that's always the better thing. And if
or
you're
do you
doing
want vent?
If you're doing that afterwards, you already know the answer. You're being, you know, you just gotta expect what you're putting out, which is vague and murky and not a ton of results. You know what I mean? Like, no one really knows what to do with it. So if you have an intention for that, that's what you're gonna get back. It's gonna be vague and murky and not really like a direct response to your needs.
Yeah.
So I think you go to the source, tell them what you need. If they disappoint you, work towards extricating them from your life, you know, like, but I agree. I don't think it's productive for anyone.
No, no, no.
But I do empathize with the people who do it because they're in pain.
It is the easiest content to post.
Sure.
Yeah.
just vague, whatever.
Dude, I would do like Gandhi quotes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, forgive not, lest you be forgiven. Like, I don't know what I did. We said that in the last episode, but like, I would post really vague shit. I'm like, this is going to get to them. This will hit a chord.
The funny thing is it never does.
Ever. They're probably
it never
like,
does.
How embarrassing.
Because here's the thing. If you're vague tweeting. I'm just going to say tweeting because whatever, subtweeting.
It makes more sense vague in this context.
Posting tweeting about somebody, you obviously don't have a solid enough relationship to tell them something directly. So that means the way that they're going to respond to you is not going to be the way that you want them to respond to you because you don't have a solid relationship to begin with.
Right.
And yeah, you're starting from the starting block of communication is flawed.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't like, I understand that this, you know, tends to be like when I was younger, I did this shit on AIM too, or yeah, like MySpace.
You
or like
did.
Whatever. Yeah, of course.
So emotional.
But like, I also like have uncles and cousins who are like in their 40s that are like posting vague shit. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah. My dad, me and my sisters have a whole group chat dedicated to what my dad posts. One was like, marriage does not make a woman worth something.
Oh my God.
And it truly, I was like, I texted my sister, I was like, what the fuck is this about? And then we texted my stepmom and I was like, what the fuck is this about? And she's like, I don't know. Let me ask him. And me and Matt, I was like, what is this shit?
He just saw like a movie or something.
No, my stepmom was like, oh, I asked him. It's about a book he just read.
Yeah,
I'm like, he needs to stop this.
Shut up.
It was right when Roe v. Wade was overturned. So I was like, is my dad, what does this mean? Like, a woman's worth is not based on her marriage. And I was like, and he's literally like, cried when he read a book and posted it on Facebook.
He supports an independent woman.
That is so funny.
Dude, it became this whole saga though, where my sisters were talking about it. And then me and my stepmom were talking about it. And she had to go like approach him gently to be like, so what did you mean exactly? And he's like, oh, it's a quote in this book. And it's like, keep it to your fucking self,
dude,
dad.
Keep it to yourself.
Love you. But that was a confusing thing.
That is really fucking funny.
We have like, we've learned each other's languages and body language and we can like communicate, but like when the internet kind of came on, the internet developed its own language of communication, yeah, that we never really were taught how to communicate with people or how to like broadcast our intentions across.
Yeah.
It's, you know, so like we have these weird little anomalies that when people post like vague shit, like you want to side text them and be like, you good, dude?
Yeah.
Like, should I be worried about you? Or are you just like posting Papa Roach lyrics right now? Like, what are you doing? Like, I mean, like,
cut my life into pieces. Yeah.
By the way, the new Papa Roach song is really fucking good.
Oh, yeah?
It's called Kill the Noise. It's okay. Really good.
Dad. I love that.
Yeah. I'm going to say guilty.
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 We should all evolve past it. Yes. Even though sometimes we need it. And that's okay. We forgive it. We're not condemning it. But try and...
I'm not upset with people doing it because they're not given the tools.
They're in pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's real, you know?
But we should evolve.
Yes. I agree. Yes. It'd be better for everyone.
Okay, well, on a completely different note, when we come back for True Crime Rewind, we're going through some nasty candies.
Yes.
True Crime.
Yeah. It's rewind time.
Okay, so welcome to True Crime Rewind. Today we're going to be talking about, we have fucked up so many times this episode. We're just having too
Leave
good
it all
time,
in.
I guess. Oh, yeah.
This
honestly,
is raw.
But this is authentic.
This is raw.
People think we're like, ooh, look how good they are at talking, except everyone criticizes us online. So, like, no. But, like, ooh, look how precise they are. Turns out they're not.
So great, except for they're so terrible and I hate them so much. Anyways, okay. So, we're going to be talking
truly,
about.
Truly, that is our that's our internet experience.
Like, somehow we're the best and the worst at the same time. And also,
evil.
And also, you can't please anybody.
Anyone.
So, here we are. We're just trying to be ourselves.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to talk about some fucked up candy. Some, not all fucked up, some bizarre, some weird, some gross.
Disgusting.
And we're going to start with Bean Boozled. Now, Bean Boozled is from Jelly Belly. I think it was, I don't know what came first. The Harry Potter jelly beans.
Oh, yeah, where they were like, this one tastes like a booger. Like,
yeah.
Those ones, yeah.
So I'm not sure if Bean Boozled or the Harry Potter ones, the name is escaping me right now, came first. But this is what Bean Boozled's thing says on their website, from the Jelly Belly website. It says, Bean Boozled pairs two jelly beans that look exactly alike but could not taste more different. You could either get one of the most popular flavors or one of our wildest. But here's the catch. You won't know which ones are which until you try them. So basically what they're doing is they all look the same, but they could either be one or the other. Do you want me to go through these flavors?
A snack sabotage.
No, to be honest, I need to be honest. I'm feeling fucking nauseous just thinking about it. I'm the most sensitive.
Yeah, let's get into it.
I'm sickened and I'm like, holy shit. And I'm really thinking, honestly, like, because we're going to start filming. I'm like, honestly, this would be incredible for me because I'm... My gag reflexes, I might throw up on camera.
Really?
We'll get you buckets. It's
dude,
fine.
Oh my God.
The show must go on.
I am the most sensitive to anything, taste, smell. Oh my God.
So what we were talking about is we are going to start filming our content, especially for all of our Patreon subscribers, because we have so much more to give you. But we finally got a studio. We're setting it up. We're painting it. It's going to be spooky. It's going to be amazing.
We have a moon.
We're apparently getting a lamp that looks like a moon.
And a crow that holds a light bulb.
And a raven.
Yeah.
But anyways, the point being is so we can have a lot more video content for you. And I thought something that would be amazing, and we're going to do it this month because we have to get it out before Halloween, is doing this bean boozled challenge of trying all these flavors. So I'm going to go through the flavors just to give you guys a sneak peek because you're going to be involved too, Matt.
Want it.
Love this.
If they're vegan. So one is either liver and onions or cappuccino.
See, I'm fine with that.
You like liver and onions?
No, but it's the barf and the booger shit that I can't.
Okay.
Body things, no.
Next is either, I'm going to go for the good one first, either pomegranate or an old bandage.
Interesting.
I don't know how they're doing
it. I think I'd be fine with that.
I know exactly. We all know what an old bandage would taste like somehow.
I know what it smells like.
But it would taste, you know how, you know.
Smell and taste are aligned.
Why is every swimming pool just have like a bandage on the side of the pool?
Always. You're lucky if that's all you're getting in a big swimming pool. Like,
Or is this a bandage? There's definitely poop floating around. Okay, next is either buttered popcorn or your favorite, a rotten egg.
That's my favorite.
Well, it's an egg.
Why would I fucking blaspheme my eggs like that? I want like, I'm not going to
I have tried this butter popcorn flavor. It is nasty. It does not taste like butter
popcorn. It tastes like caramel.
I don't like it. It tastes like butter. I don't want a buttered jelly.
Like too, I love butter.
Too sweet. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it.
Okay. The next one is either berry blue, whatever that is, or, and this is not even bad, toothpaste. This is bad for me because I have like an aversion to toothpaste, the smell of it on anything that's not like
your teeth,
your mouth. Like if that, somebody
is it
gets,
the mintiness?
It's just gross. I hate spit. Like spit freaks me out.
Okay.
So I think it's like a combination.
Jared make out?
Yeah, but like it's but
carefully.
Carefully. I don't want spit around my face. You know, when you're doing something else, I don't want spit around when I'm doing it.
Jared, you better be dehydrated if there's any intimacy, so there's no excess.
That mouth better be so fucking
dry.
I don't like spit.
Dry mouth.
Spit on skin is delicious. It's disgusting.
No, you're right. There's something that smells weird about spit on skin.
Because it's bacteria. It's gross. But anyways, toothpaste, because it's mixed with spit. Like, if you get toothpaste on your shirt, like, that is disgusting.
Well, it turns white, but, also.
Toothpaste, like, on a counter, like, I get so grossed out by toothpaste places it shouldn't be.
Do you like chew gum? Like, does that bother you?
I like gum.
Like, wintergreen gum?
You don't really chew gum, though. I've literally never seen her chew gum.
No, I'm not a big gum
Maybe
chewer.
Maybe we would if we were out at dinner and then had to go somewhere. So, but, like,
yeah,
but I'm not chewing gum.
I'm not popping
Sidebar,
gum.
When did we start putting cinnamon in toothpaste? That's a crime.
I like that.
Take that away.
I love Big Red.
I hate cinnamon.
We've talked about this on this podcast.
Have we?
Yes.
This is violence against gums.
I love cinnamon.
No,
the orange is where it gets really fucked up.
Orange like, toothpaste?
Orange toothpaste?
Yeah, Aquafresh does an orange flavor.
What?
Oh, like, it's like orange mint or something.
I can't do a natural toothpaste either. It's not for me. Like or a baking natural. Soda.
I don't feel clean.
No, it's
and
disgusting.
Like I'm a pretty hippie person. All my stuff has
he
to be like you
he
know.
He does Army Hammer toothpaste.
Armin, is that does the family own that? They do. Yes.
That's why his name's Army Hammer.
Armand Hammer is his dad.
Are y'all fucking with me right now?
No.
What else?
I got some research I got to do after this podcast.
I wouldn't lie to
you. Need to watch the fucking documentary. Okay, the next flavor is peach. Which is the best flavor of Jelly Belly, in my opinion.
Okay.
Or barf.
See, I like pina colada the best.
The next flavor, that's not on this. The next
because
flavor.
Because nothing bad tastes remotely like something so heavenly as pina colada.
But pina colada beans. Could be like a white jelly bean. The next one is toasted marshmallow or stink bug. I don't know how that even tastes.
Yeah,
like a stink bomb?
Yeah, maybe.
How many of us eat stink bugs?
No, you smell it.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is juicy pear or a booger.
Obviously.
How do you...
I think juicy pear is the best jelly belly.
Juicy pear, I think, is the second best to the peach. Yeah. I love the peach. It's so good. Are you speechless?
Yeah, all right. You dry heaving over there?
Well, what's fucked up is that like the colors are going to be the same in this test. So it's like, it's going to fuck up my...
Well, that's what's fucked up about it because we all love, like we know which ones we love.
Yeah.
Like the berry blue is that bright blue. That's
so
good.
I like red and pink.
Okay. So the next one is birthday cake or dirty dishwater. which might be the grossest.
I don't think that's the grossest. What does that take? Like a wrong-out sponge?
Barf is the worst.
I also have an aversion. Is the worst. I hate a dirty dish. I'd rather clean a disgusting toilet than cleaning dirty dishes.
Okay.
So that one for me is not great.
I'll take dishes over toilet, but close. They're close.
They're disgusting. I hate like a mildew. Next one is Tutti Frutti or stinky socks.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that the socks would, like, I'm still waiting
As a FeetFinder.com participant, to be like, how do you feel?
Oh, I don't know. I think I might set up another account on my FeetFinder where I just mail socks, like old sweaty socks.
Oh, no. People buy sweaty socks.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I have first dibs on your socks. And then,
what do you want them for?
Ew.
I don't want them for that. I just wear I wear them because my socks, I can't keep track of
them. Jealousy?
What if he could make money off of them?
I just can't. I'm carrying packages
to the mailbox.
I just can't keep track of two socks.
That's not your socks, are they?
Dude, how do people
keep you mailing your socks?
How do people keep their socks together? Like, that's wild.
Well, when you're selling them for lots of money, you can...
All right, fine. You can have them.
The last flavor is strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish, which might be the worst of them all.
That's the worst for me. Ugh. Can't do that. I think fish just... Like, you ever... I mean, granted, I don't eat meat, but, like, I walk through the grocery store and I get my groceries, I get that one corner of the grocery store and that smell. How the fuck do y'all walk past that? And you're like, let me get half a pound of that.
To be honest, like a lot of meat eaters also don't like fish. I think it's super like childhood based on like what you grew up with because they are specific.
Also like a good fish, either you're cooking it and it doesn't smell like that.
Yeah.
Or you're eating like a nice raw fish and it also doesn't smell like
that. Right. It's so fresh. But I think I know a lot of meat eaters who also just don't like fish and because it's just like wasn't part of their...
They didn't
experience.
Get that fillet of fish when they were growing up at McDonald's like I did.
But like, no, I grew up on an island where literally like we went to clam bakes and people were eating things right out of the shell. And I think it just is sort of an association thing because it's not really about like a palate thing because I think it's an association.
Boils, but it didn't like crawfish doesn't smell like that.
So good.
It just depends. You know, it depends if you're reheating a cold fillet from a grocery store at your home, it's going to smell like fish. If you're at a oyster bar near the ocean and they shuck them right in front of you, it's not. Mm.
Dead fish, jelly belly, worst.
Well, I can't wait for us to try all these. It's going to be so fun.
It's coming so
soon.
Fun.
By the time this comes out, hopefully it'll be out.
Dude,
like,
I want Matt
week.
To do the dead fish one. I want him to get the dead fish.
The thing is with this game, you don't get to choose. So the jelly belly game, again, I wish this was sponsored. It's not fucking not. But you spin, I've been talking about it for 10 minutes. You spin, like they have a little wheel and it lands on something. So you don't get to be like, I'm going to take the peach. You're spinning and you're eating whatever it lands on. So... You're fucked.
Right.
Which I love.
I love that too.
I can't remember last time I had a jelly belly. My grandmother had a giant like vase of jelly bellies in her front entry.
That's such a grandma move.
Yeah.
Such a grandma.
Giant
that are the
crystal Butterworths. Candy. Yeah.
Were those originals?
In the gold wrapper.
But like no one was allowed to eat them. I think it was my grandfather.
It was decorative.
Yeah. My grandfather liked them. So, but any time that my parents would like drop me off or come pick me up. Huh? No. He was alive. He'd go in there. He'd grab a handful. And he was never in trouble. So we knew that the jelly beans were depleted over time just because of Grandpa. So every time I walked through that room, I'd snag one or two.
Yeah.
Just and two then, beans?
Yeah. But
You're
then,
such a good boy.
But then, eventually Grandpa did pass away. The jelly belly refilling continued, so they were just at the top all the time.
Oh.
And I did not change. If anything, I got greedier, and I started taking about a handful.
What?
So I found myself in a position where that jar got really low. So I went to the store thinking I'm smart, right?
Yeah.
And I just buy jelly beans.
Ooh.
No.
Not jelly bellies.
Bellies.
No.
What a mistake.
You can always tell the difference between a jelly belly and a jelly bean.
Yeah.
I not only got caught right away, but they were like my dad, my mom, and my grandmother were so tickled by it that they were laughing while they were trying to scold me.
That's like with Jack would try to steal vodka, but put water in it. And then her parents were like, she doesn't drink that much. We're just going to humor her.
Yeah. Just
she's getting away with it.
Yeah. She's a good kid. Just fill up that Grey Goose with water. You're fine.
I did that. And I, cause it was in the freezer.
Yeah.
And I put it back in the freezer, not thinking.
And it started freezing.
And it froze.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. The bottle snitched on me. So. Yeah.
That's actually a really
chemistry.
Good,
you know what? If you're a parent out there and you're worried that your kids are stealing your vodka or your liquor, put it in the freezer.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a really good idea.
Smart. If there's an ice cube floating in it, they are.
Yep.
Because they are. Because vodka doesn't freeze.
That's such a good idea. Wow.
So funny.
Okay. So we're going to go through a few other candies. This is... We're going off on tangents, which is great, but we're running out of time. So I'm going to go through number one, Alexis. This one I know is really, really tickled your fancy is the earwax candy. Now, there is a candy that
describe
came out.
Describe what it physically looks like.
So it looks like an ear, and in the middle of the ear, where your ear canal is, where the eardrum lives, there is some sort of a waxy type candy.
It's like gelatinous.
That they give you a tool to pick it out and to eat it. And to have to enjoy. I don't know who came up with this. I don't know what brand it was.
So you just get... Oh, I see.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah. This is weird. Oh, my God.
It's definitely weird. So the earwax candy is Alexis's biggest nightmare, I feel like.
No, there was another one, too, that was like a toilet, I believe, that you eat out of.
The toilet ones, I think, are so interesting because they're made by... Oh, did I delete it from here?
But these are... They look like they're just gummies. Oh, no, wait, here's...
No, it's called Sour Flush Candy. Oh,
see, that looks gnarly.
Oh, that's not what I was looking up. That's disgusting. Is this the thing
that... Yes.
Yeah, that looks gnarly.
The one that I was looking up was a pink ear, so it made it a little bit better. Okay, so the toilets are called Sour Flush Candy Toilets. Now, they're made by the same people that did Baby Bottle Pops. I don't know if you remember that.
And Ring Pops, probably.
Yeah, like... Baby bottle pop, baby bottle pop. Bottle pop. Like, we remember those back in the day.
And wasn't there like powder in the bottom?
Yeah, and you like you
and you dip it.
You dip it.
You take it off. You spin. You get it tight. You dip it. And
it was kind of like a Fun Dip, but it was sour.
Yeah.
But the Sour Flush candy, it said it was the most popular sour candy around, which is weird because I don't remember.
Well, that's
it.
Pretty vague.
So you would dip candy plungers. It's literally what baby bottle pops were, but in a different shape. You would dip candy plungers into the toilet bowl full of sugar, sour sugar. And in baby pop style, it was mitigated by the Superfund color.
It would stick to the popsicle.
So you were plunging the
and then plunging
sugar
it into
shit.
Your fucking mouth after you put this fake plunger into a fake toilet and
but
then into
is,
your mouth,
listen,
your real mouth.
For like kids, it's all giggles and sugar.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God.
Yes,
nothing
but kids
funnier.
Shouldn't have
but I
this.
I want to see the grown adult that's sucking on a baby bottle pop. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the baby bottle pop was kind of...
Ring pop was also weird.
I mean, maybe we had this. I just didn't.
You don't
you
know.
Did have it.
Nah.
You did.
It was a girl thing for sure.
Yeah, but ring pop too. I feel like ring pops are so around. I feel like we had them at Anna's bachelorette party too.
Hot girls had ring pops.
Yeah.
If a hot girl at school like had a ring pop,
but
that
the
was
baby
like...
bottle pops were around the same time as ring
yeah,
pops.
It was.
Okay.
Because you're like, oh my, because it was also like the Y2K thing that you're like, I'm a baby, spice.
Look at my my space buns.
Yeah, yeah. And you're eating the baby bottle pop. Okay, so.
Did y'all grow up with Lucas? Do y'all know what that is?
No.
Lucas salt? Might be a southern thing. It was. Yeah, it's like a Mexican candy. It's like...
No.
Honestly, I'm going to get some of this for Jared. Jared would love this.
I'm sure he would.
No, it's... Yeah, it's kind of like the...
It's like tajin.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get some... Jared, I got you, dude. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay, so the next thing is this candy called... I'm going to butcher this. It's German. It says Arsch mit Ohren, and it's the German term for butthead. But the candy means, and it translates to ass with ears. So this is what the candy looks like.
Matt loves it.
It's Haribo. So it's the same people that do...
Habro?
Haribo? It's the same people that do the Haribo gummies.
Oh, I've seen these. Oh, and wow. It is like a little butt.
It's literally... The shape is an ass. It's a butt.
I hate
that has either
it.
Green or red ears on it. And it was a German candy. I'm sure it just tasted
Dude,
like all those
like
other things.
It looks like a weird like Thanksgiving illustration for a turkey on a platter.
It does kind of look like a turkey.
I hate it.
It's fucking gross.
What does it taste like?
Probably just like all their other
ass?
Gummies. Like the Swedish fish or like whatever.
All right. Well, that was a good job. Good job.
Thank you.
That was I'm riveted by this.
We learned a lot today about weird candies. Nobody really did anything bad, but we need some badness in our episode. So we're going to learn about the worst things that you people have ever done next.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Okay, it's time for all of you to be bad. Let's start with our first one. You bad, naughty worsties.
Hey, I am not sure if this is what you're looking for, but I'm an EMT, and on my very first day on the job, I decided that I had to pee in the middle of a very long transport to an emergency room, and I accidentally peed my pants right in front of the patient. Thanks. Have a good day.
She did nothing wrong. What's the problem here?
Oh, my God. No. Number one, thank you for your service.
Thank you. If I want you, if an emergency happens to me, like, you are sacrificing your own, like, homeostasis
also,
for your patient.
Did she say day one on
day
the job?
Day. Like, you were committed. I hope you got hired. I hope you got tenure, if that exists. I know it doesn't.
You know,
in that business. Yeah. But I just hope you're everywhere you want to be because you're so committed.
And you know what? She learned a very valuable lesson on day one. She's probably going to change how she hydrates while she's on the job.
But that's insane. No, but she should be able to hydrate.
I know, but like, she didn't do anything wrong.
She might have a small
bladder.
She's
saving a life, you know.
No, this is literally the best thing you've ever done.
I think
so. Truly, you're taking your job so seriously. You deserve a pee break, but maybe like whatever you were doing was very, very important. And we appreciate that you took your job so seriously. And can there be a bathroom on one of those?
I mean, I don't think so, but I think it's okay to be like, hey, it's also a really scary job you have, and I can't imagine the things you saw doing that job. And I think you can give yourself a little grace.
Yeah.
Because I used to pee the bed, and I wasn't under any stress. I mean, maybe psychological duress subconsciously, which causes that, but... you are amazing, and we really fucking appreciate it. And this is not the worst thing. You're perfect.
I'll tell you, I had a job, and I went to my boss, and I was like, hey, I need to use the bathroom. He's like, you need to stay on the floor. So in front of him, I pissed myself out of spite.
Love it.
And they sent me home.
What job was... We don't have to talk about this.
Dude, but no, this reminds me of like when you're in school...
You have to ask.
And sometimes they don't let you go to the bathroom. Like
Sometimes they say no.
I think that hopefully that's changed a little bit. But like when we were younger and in elementary school and junior high, they literally would not let you go to the bathroom.
Like sometimes you'd have to ask and they'd be like,
but
yes or no.
Still no. Like sometimes they would say no, and that's so fucked up.
Yeah. And so in that moment with my boss, I'm like, cool, let's deal with the consequences of what happens next.
I guess I'm pissing myself and I have to deal with it now.
Oh, now I'm being sit home. Awesome.
Cool. Okay, well, you're amazing. On to the next.
We love you.
Hey guys, probably the worst thing I've ever done was in a very intimate moment with my new husband. I called him the name of my ex-husband. I highly do not recommend doing that. Not a great way to start off your marriage.
Okay, but she's still married.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe.
I think
she
so.
Said husband.
I really appreciate these very short on the stands because I do have, I always have more questions, but I truly think this is such an honest mistake. Like, there are very few times that I think this happens that it's done with malice, but it's always taken the wrong way. And I also get both sides. Like, I get why you'd be offended.
Just offended. It could like rattle your deepest insecurities.
Yes.
I get that.
Yes.
I get that. That's so valid if it happens. And I'm so sorry to cut you off, but like my mom will literally be like, she's mad at me, right? She goes, Eve, Liz, who's her sister, and says like five names before she says
running down the family.
Says me when she's angry. And it's like, it's a weird like spasm your brain has. It's truly not real or personal, you know?
I think that
especially in moments of conflict. Like we get triggered in moments of conflict to like conflict from our past.
And she's not on the receiving end of this. I would give the advice that I was thinking about, it's just like almost take a step back and like evaluate what's going on in a relationship that the person would be saying your name. Like, is there a bigger issue that you're trying to get over? Blah, blah, blah. But you're the person that said it. Obviously, you didn't mean it with malice. It was just like a brain spasm that you said. I wouldn't feel that bad about it. I hope that your partner didn't get mad. And if they did, I hope you talked about it. And
I just hope that they saw it through. You know what I mean? I hope they finished.
Right. Because listen, if you fought, it depends. Like,
did she say during sex?
Yeah.
Oh.
But the thing is that like...
That could be a real mood killer. That could just stop
it. Yeah, of course. But listen, it's like if you're with someone for 10, 15 years, an ex-husband, right?
Like, it's in your fucking psyche.
It's in your fucking weird autopilot lizard brain. Like, it's not really your fault, but I truly empathize with anyone who's been... I think I've even been on the receiving end. I can't remember the exact instance, but like, I get it. it's traumatizing and weird to have someone say a different name to you, and you feel vulnerable and fucked up and like whatever. But I can also, I've also done it, and it's literally, it's like, oh, because I was used to yelling at somebody, and someone hurt me so badly that that was like, I was always on the defense, right? So it's like, I get both sides 100%.
It's the equivalent. I mean, it's not this extreme, but like, you ever call your teacher mom by accident?
Yes.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Okay, mom. Like, yeah. You're being so, it's whatever dynamic we lock in on dynamics. Yeah. And that's sort of what our brain does. So don't beat yourself up. And if this has happened to you, don't feel bad. They don't care about that person. It's just old habits die hard.
And I hope y'all are still together, because he's a true guy.
Yeah.
I hope so. All right, Alexis, I hear that you have another poem prepared for us.
Yes, yes, I do.
Let's hear it, bitch.
Okay.
Coming out hot. Give me those rhymes and limericks, bitch.
Let's hear them.
Yes, okay. Hang tight. I wish I had some bongo drums, because I feel like this is going to be really good.
Okay.
So this poem is called George's Favorite Candy.
Do you want us to snap for you?
I don't hate that idea. Thank you. Does George like Smarties, or does he like nerds? Or does George like those marshmallow peep birds? Does he walk in the street? Will he go trick or treat?
Mm.
Is there anything that George Costanza won't eat? Does he like chocolate bars or little cream puffs? Well, George doesn't like candy, because he's sweet enough.
Aww, oh,
that's good.
You like
that's
that?
Cute. Snaps.
Thanks, guys.
What a good episode.
See you next time.
See you next week.
See y'all.